Earth, sky.
Scientists are saying that 2012 has been a record year for ice melting in Greenland.
By July, NASA reported that 97% of Greenland's surface was thawing. By early August, Greenland had experienced more ice melting than in the entire melting season of 2010, the year that held the record for the greatest amount of ice melted in Greenland in one year. So by August, 2012 had gone past 2010's record melt.
And that's particularly surprising because the 2010 record was set in September. Ice typically continues melting in Greenland until early to mid-September.
There was extensive melting all over Greenland this year, but the high elevations were particularly hard hit. You know how snow and ice takes longer to melt at the tops of mountains. At Greenland's high elevations, ice typically only melts for a few days, if it melts at all. This year, high elevations in South Greenland underwent melting for more than 2 months.
Ice melting was also extreme this year in the west, northwest, and northeast parts of Greenland. Along the southwest coast, melting doesn't appear to have been extreme. For more, come to earthsky.org and search for the words Greenland melting. I'm Jorge Salazar.
And I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.